Hello everyone, welcome to Tamao with Dida Castro. It's me, the one and only host, Dida Castro. Today I'll be reading MIDA whole stories that people have sent to my email. And if you want to start in these type of things, my email's down below in the description box. All the names mentioned here are not the real names, so the names are created by me and the writer of the story. And I will call the girls who wrote Chloe and the guys Leo. So let's get started. Am I the a-hole for not attending my best friend's wedding after a falling out? Hey Dida, before I begin, let me tell you how much I love your podcast. You're very sweet and I really love listening to your podcast before my shift. So, I, 26 female, have been best friends with Sarah, 27 female, since childhood. We've been through thick and thin and I genuinely thought we'd be each other's maid of honor at our weddings someday. However, things took a turn for the worst over the past year. Sarah started dating Alex, 26 male, and our dynamic changed. Alex always seemed to dislike me, and Sarah started spending more time with him and his friends, excluding me in the process. I felt hurt and left out. Fast forward to a few months ago, Sarah and Alex got engaged. I was genuinely happy for her, but I couldn't help but feel a bit hurt that she didn't ask me to be her maid of honor. Instead, she chose her new friend from Alex's circle. I confronted her about how distant she had become and how hurt I was about not being her maid of honor. She brushed it off and said things had changed. Since then, our friendship had been strained. We barely talked, and when we did, it was awkward. I even suggested we go to therapy to salvage our friendship, but she said she was too busy with wedding planning. Now, here's where the issue arises. The wedding was last weekend, and I was still invited as a regular guest, but I had to travel out of town for it. A few days before the wedding, I received a call from Sarah apologizing for the way she had been acting and asked me to come to the wedding. I appreciated the apology, but I had already made other plans for the weekend. Considering I hadn't been an active part of the wedding planning. I declined the invitation, and Sarah got really upset. She accused me of being selfish and not caring about our friendship. She said it was a slap in her face after she had reached out and apologized. Her family and some of our mutual friends are now calling me out, saying that I should have put my feelings aside for the day and attend the wedding to support her. So, Dida, do you think I'm the a-hole for not attending my best friend's wedding after falling out even though she apologized? And now here's my answer. Hello, Chloe. Thank you very much for the email and for the compliment. I'm so, so glad you reached out. And no, I do not think you're the a-hole. She was very mean to you, and you definitely didn't have to attend her wedding after all that drama. I'm not jumping to conclusions, but if I were you, I'd find another friend. But again, I'm not you. And I don't know how strong your connection is. Maybe she got through some stuff. Who am I to judge? But I think you should talk it out with her and ask everyone else to bug off because it's none of their business. But if you feel that it was your fault, don't. It's not at all your fault, okay? And have a nice day. And if you do attend the wedding, I hope you have a great time at it. And when you get married, I want to be invited, okay? That was just a warms up. Next one. Am I the a-hole for dating my best friend's crush? Hey Dida, I'm a bit in a mess right now and I need some advice. I, 18 female, am caught in the middle of a complicated situation involving my best friend Alex, 17 female, and her crush Chris, 19 male. Here's what's been going on. Alex has had a massive crush on Chris for as long as I can remember. She would talk about him all the time, and it was obvious that she had strong feelings for him. However, Chris and I started hanging out more after we both joined a club together at school. We quickly became friends and started spending a lot of time together, even outside of the club. As we spent more time together, I began to develop feelings for Chris. It wasn't intentional, and I tried to ignore them because I knew how much Alex liked him. But the more we talked and hang out, the harder it became to ignore those feelings. One day, Chris and I were talking, and he confessed that he had developed feelings for me too, and I was shocked and didn't know what to do. I knew that if I pursued a relationship with him, it would hurt Alex deeply, but at the same time, I couldn't deny my own feelings for him. I decided to talk to Alex about it before making any decisions. I wanted to be honest with her and make sure she heard about it from you rather than anyone else. When I told her, she was devastated. She felt betrayed, and I would even consider dating Chris, knowing how much she liked him. Now she's barely talking to me, and our friendship is on the line. She says that I should have turned down Chris and respected her feelings, no matter how I felt about him. I understand where she's coming from, but I also feel like I have a right to my own feelings and happiness. So, Duda, do you think I'm the a-hole for pursuing a relationship with Chris, even though I knew how much Alex liked him? Should I have put her feelings first and turned him down, or is it okay for me to prioritize my own happiness for once? So, hello, Chloe. I think that it's not at all your fault for liking Chris. You should prioritize your happiness, but don't forget, guys come and go. And if you feel like he's the one who treats you well, who cares about you, and he's the one who you want to get married to someday, I think you should go for it. But it really depends on the whole situation. I'm not there to judge exactly, okay? So you should understand that you tried not to, but you do like him, and that he likes you back. You girls shouldn't fight over a guy, don't you know better? And guys, shouldn't fight over girls either. I think you aren't the a-hole. Good luck with Chris. I hope I get invited to the wedding. And thank you for the email. We will keep in touch, I hope. And also, please show Alex or this or the email you sent me, because, yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. Okay, so this one's going to be a lot, so please buckle up, because, yeah, this is going to be a really big roller coaster. So, am I the a-hole for breaking up with my girlfriend after she got pregnant? Hey, Duda, I'm 25 male, recently found myself in a complex situation involving love, cheating, and an unexpected pregnancy, and I'm wondering if I'm the a-hole for now. For how I handled it all. So, a bit of background. I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend, 24, female, for about 3 years. We were incredibly close, shared everything, and I truly believed she was the one. Our relationship was built on trust, communication, and a deep bond. About a month ago, I started noticing some changes in her behavior, including secretive texts, late night phone calls, and an overall sense of distance. I had a gut feeling that something was off, and so I decided to investigate. I know invading someone's privacy is not ideal, but my anxiety was getting the best of me. My suspicions were confirmed when I found text messages between her and a mutual friend, Lucas, 26 male, indicating that they had been seeing each other behind my back. Devastated and heartbroken, I confronted her with the evidence. She initially denied everything, but eventually confessed to the affair. She explained that it was a mistake, that she still loved me, and that it wouldn't happen again. However, during this conversation, she also dropped another bombshell. She was pregnant. She claimed that the baby was mine and that the affair was a one-time thing, but my trust was shattered, and I had a hard time believing her. I took some time to think things over. On one hand, I still loved her deeply, and the thought of becoming a father was both exciting and terrifying. On the other hand, I couldn't ignore the breach of trust and the fact she had cheated on me. After a lot of soul searching, I came to the difficult decision that I couldn't continue the relationship. Told her that I couldn't be with her anymore due to the cheating and the lack of trust, even if she was pregnant. I offered to be involved in the child's life and support her as much as possible, but I didn't want to be in a romantic relationship with her. Since then, things have been a roller coaster of emotions. She's been Trading between anger, tears, and attempts of guilt trip me into staying. Some of our friends and family members are telling me that I'm being too harsh, that I should forgive her and give our relationship another chance for the sake of the child. Others are supportive of my decision, understanding that trust is essential in any relationship. So, Duda, am I the asshole for breaking up with my cheating girlfriend after she got pregnant? Should I consider giving our relationship another chance for the sake of the baby, or is it best to move forward separately? I'm genuinely torn and could use some perspective on the situation. Hey, Leo! I'm really glad you reached out. I mean, this was a heck of a story, wasn't it? This is, in fact, a very harsh situation. I think, from my point of view, you seem like a man of character. Like, it means like you're a good man. Sorry. She was 1,000% wrong on cheating, and I think you did the best thing possible, which was just participating in the baby's life and not being in a romantic relationship with her. Please be a good father, though. It is a big responsibility. Be there for her, even though she cheated on you. She's a mother of your baby. So go with her to the doctor's appointments and all and everything of that. Be there when the baby's born. All those things. Prioritize the baby. It's a big responsibility. And congratulations. Please send me photos of the baby because I'm really excited to see, okay, when it's born. Yeah. Really, congratulations, and I'm really sorry about what happened. Yeah, can't even imagine. Either who, thank you all for listening. There are other stories, but longer ones with a lot of detail and a lot of gossip as well. And if I read them this, and if I had read them, this episode would be really long. And I'll make sure to read them in the next ones. Thank you so much for submitting them. Y'all can send me all sorts of things. Chapters of stories, scenes, ATA stories, or the whole stories. Anything you'd like. See y'all next time. And mic off.